Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with... What's her name? Oh, yeah, Leanne Whippin, the Barbecue Hall of Famer, the blonde lady on the top of your screen there. We're coming to you from our respective studios in Portland and Tampa. Leanne actually has a couple studios, quote unquote, in Tampa, so I'm never sure which one she's at, but she always shows up.
Yeah, I'm in my regular studio today.
Are you? Yes. Okay. Must be nice to have two or three studios like
Not
that.
Not really.
Anyway, our guest today is... if you follow anybody on social media, I'm sure you're aware of her. It goes by the handle Seattle's Butcher's Wife, Misty Banchero. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you sure did. Seattle Butcher's Wife, Misty Banchero.
There you go. I like that. I had not met Misty until about 5 minutes ago, and so this will be fun. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The how, what, where, and why, I mean, people can get that a lot of stuff off your pages, but your history with food and meats especially go back a ways, a lot of familiar ties there. You tell us about that?
Sure. It was probably somewhere around the end of 2019. I really wanted to help my husband and the family butchery business. We have a USDA meat processing facility here in Seattle, Mondo and Sons. I wanted them to, you know, get the word out and use social media more because I used it in another job. And so I sat down on the couch and I'm like, we got to put some pictures up. I can help you do this really quick. And so the butcher, AKA Angelo, my husband, and I sat down and, you know, talked about like, what photos do you have? I put it up. I started looking at hashtags of meat and barbecue. I got really excited, to tell you the truth. I mean, I've always had my own separate gig. I did never participate in the family meat company. You know, I've been married for 23 years now, and now we've always had our separate deals. Mm-hmm. But there was just something that pulled me in when I saw some, you know, cooks and I got real inspired, I suppose, by people that made it seem simple, right? Made it seem easy enough for me to do. I mean, I'm a mom of three kids. I work, you know, I don't have a lot of spare time, but I looked and I thought, I think I could probably do that. So I started tuning into YouTube, and looked for people like, you know, some of the classic people. Who am I thinking of? How to Barbecue Right. Yeah, I loved all his videos. Jeremy Boder, you know, anyone who could really articulate bit by bit how to do these things. I started doing it. I started sharing on social media, specifically Instagram. And all of a sudden, I bought a used Traeger off of Craigslist, you know, and I was sharing my things and participating in Traeger game days and had a little crowd of people in that same little family following and supporting the social media aspect. And I made friends in real life after that. And it grew to like, not just like fun and exploring, but really a passion. And now that I've learned a few things, now I want to share it. And I want to inspire people like they've inspired me.
Were you able to take your everyday skills? And I'm not talking about social media and that, I'm talking about cooking and food and being a butcher's wife and family, having been in the meat business, as it were, for many years. Were you able to take those and kind of modify those and utilize those to help you get a really good start?
You know, I'd like to say yes. I think the meat knowledge, yes. I mean, I had so much more information than most people, you know, being married to a third generation meat guy, you know, there's just, I mean, he's a plethora of knowledge. He's a science guy who puts together all these specialty sausages. We do lots of private label wholesale products and he does all the recipes for it. And he takes family recipes too, but it's like, you know, he knows a lot, but I'm also pretty independent and kind of hard-headed. So he would say I didn't listen to him very well. And he would say, you know, she was on her own, you know, and I was there for backup. That's what he would say. So sometimes cutting large pieces of meat or understanding, you know, how to break down some pieces, you know, the cooking that they do in an industrial USDA plant is so much different. You've got giant smokers where you can put, you know, hundreds of briskets in there if you wanted to. You know, so having a backyard was me expressing like my experience and trying new things, playing with flavors. I gathered inspiration from family, but really I was more exploring.
It's a great story. I love it.
Yeah,
Leanne, it's real. You know what I mean? It isn't like you went on social media just to do social media. Like you wanted to really relay this message, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, when we decided Seattle Butcher's Wife was the handle, that was my goal, just to like put that out there, so I didn't have to be the face of Mondo and Sons. Like I had no idea that Seattle Butcher's Wife would be a thing. I just wanted to make my own handle that wasn't a work one and wasn't my personal one. So
yeah, that's good.
Pretty fun.
So Leanne, I'll buy you another In-N-Out burger when you come out here. If you can tell me,
yes,
the colloquialism, if you will, of the area of where Misty lives.
I don't know. It's terrible. I don't.
Well, I didn't know till 5 minutes ago. So,
okay. I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Garlic Gulch.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that for obvious reasons or what?
The Garlic Gulch is a nickname for the community around where I live in Rainier Valley. It's slightly south of downtown Seattle. And this is where a lot of Italian immigrants landed and started their businesses. So, you know, all kinds of great local meat companies, bakeries, and everything under the sun Italian. So they're very tight-knit community still to this day.
And good Italian restaurants, authentic.
Yeah, we have those. Yes.
Next time I'm out that way, I'm definitely looking into the garlic zone.
yeah, absolutely. So Missy, you've been doing this for a while now. What do you think is the most important thing you've learned, one, on the cooking, smoking, barbecue side, but two, also in the media side?
Okay. So starting with the cooking piece, I've learned, since I really am pretty meat centric and I do a lot of other stuff, but that's where I like to stay, is that, you know, there's no such thing as time. It's really based on temperature. Patience is important. Taking notes and monitoring every grill, really mastering your own grill. I think it was Kevin Bledsoe who was like, you know, you got to figure out how to master your pit. No matter what pit you have. And, you know, I don't judge anyone for whatever pit they use. I don't care if they have a gas grill. Like, I just love the art of creating something delicious and really thinking about the way you do it. There's no rushing. There's just no rushing in barbecue. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
So hot and fast is a method, but there's just like no rushing. You really have to take time, make sure you're, you know, doing all the steps. If you get in a hurry, sometimes things don't turn out the way you want them to. Right.
True.
The other piece from a social media side is I've come from the world of retail. I've been a district manager, regional manager for fashion brands and whatnot. And so I've been a recruiter of talent. I've always been told to, you know, network and, you know, make these connections and meet people. And I thrive on that. That's why it always came natural and it was easy for me. So I think in the social community, it's the same thing. Sometimes you get the opportunity to do that in person, which is, I love. And then sometimes it's really, you know, about supporting your friends online. You know, you see someone doing something authentic or something exciting or interesting or new and something that inspires you. Just take a minute. Just take a minute to drop a comment because that helps them. You know,
right.
And it tells them they're doing something that you like. And sometimes we need to know that there is an audience for everyone. Everyone needs to know that, you know, because you may do things totally different than I do. And you may like to do, you know, a million different other things different ways, but there's someone that wants to see what you're doing. So I think, you know, that's where you got to open the door for people that like to share their story. Just take time and share it and support others along the way.
Well, life would be boring if everybody did things all the same way. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a video and thought, who really would like this? I don't understand why they have so many follows or whatever, what, you know, but there is an audience there. There's somebody that is just, you know, jiving to watch it. So
we've had a few of them on the show over the years that you kind of go, huh? You know, but that's okay. I mean, like you said, we're not all in the checking the same box, but it's, do you ever feel that people with the social media stuff are doing it? Just for that, let me preface that. You do it because you've got a passion for it. And it's part of the biz. I get that. Yeah. But Leanne does it because she's got a passion for it. She's very good at it and this and that. This is kind of a follow-up to what you were just talking about. But I see some of them, not picking on them, because like you said, everybody's got an audience. But sometimes I don't feel the passion, if you will, and what they're doing.
That's right.
And maybe that's just the way I'm perceiving it, or maybe they're not that good on camera as far as emoting, whatever. It doesn't matter. Not trying to rip on them, but I think the people that rise to the top are the people that are, one, have the good skills, and two, are passionate about it.
I totally agree. I could not agree more, actually. And I'm a good eye for talent. I like to make friends. I'm also a good eye for talent. I feel like I can read the actions and facial expressions and how stuff is put out. The hard part is, and this, you know, is from me who is extremely passionate, but I also appreciate the fact that you can actually make a living doing this too. Like it's an amazing opportunity that, you know, 10 years ago, I never would have thought that this would ever be a thing ever, you know, and I could tease people that say, you know, oh, influencer, I don't even like that word. It's annoying. Right. But there is something to be said about, you know, if you like something and you want to share about it, it becomes an advertisement, you know, and if someone's willing to pay you for it, well, guess what? That changes kind of how you roll out your content. And a lot of folks that we see that maybe I'm guessing that you also see seem ingenuine or don't really seem to have that passion are really maybe looking at their content as a business, you know, it's a business. And sometimes, you know how you get tired of your work sometimes and you're like, going through the motions. Well, maybe that shows, maybe that's part of it. You know,
I agree with you.
They might not even realize that they have this script that they always do that has some ASMR and has some little squeezes and whatever silly, you know, things to capture the audience. But maybe it doesn't really feel authentic because it's just not anymore. And I understand also that feeling of, man, this is getting tiring. No one's seeing my content because, you know, sometimes social media doesn't support you in that way, which can be frustrating, really frustrating for some people. I've seen some people be very successful and they come to a stop because they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. No one's seeing my stuff. So stay in the game if you care about it. And that's why I was like, there's been many times I'm like, man, I can't believe how much my audience's, your views have changed. But you know what? If I want to share something, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Seattle Butcher's wife, Misty, right after this here on The Nation. Don't go away. Hey, everybody, it's Jeff here. I want to tell you about something really cool, Heritage Steel Cookware. I just got mine. I do a lot of cooking, and it's got 5-ply construction stay cool handles. It's titanium strengthened. It's got all the great stuff. Just go to heritagesteel.us and find out more. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Welcome back to The Nation. I'm JT, and of course, Ms. Whippin is on the other end of the line there, you might say.
Yes.
You can follow us on all the different social media platforms, Facebook, Twit, X, whatever you want to call it. Leanne does a lot on Instagram, all kinds of stuff. You can find us. She actually posts a lot more than I do. So.
And I don't post that much.
Yeah, I know. I have been trying to be good about it and like do a couple posts, mostly about the shows.
Right.
At least 2 or 3 posts a week.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm not that good. Anyway, we've got Misty Pantera with us today, Seattle's Butcher's Wife. And we were just talking about social media. If you just tuned in and you missed the first part of the show, you'll have to catch it on the pod. Your favorite stuff cook and prepare, Misty? Your butcher's wife, so I'm sure you've got access to all kinds of things, but is it the standard, you know, SOP for barbecue folks, brisket, or do you like to, you know, for years I always championed tri-tips because they were easier to cook, quicker to cook, and actually great to eat. So what about you?
Well, you kind of hit it on the head. If you had asked me last year, I might have still said brisket, and I still love cooking brisket, and more or less for the challenge, because every piece is a little different. Sometimes it comes out. I like to change things up and just keep testing myself, and I like that challenge. But no, lately, if somebody said, hey, we're going to want to grill or barbecue with me this weekend, I'd probably get picanha, and I'd probably get tri-tip, only because, you know, they're still super delicious. They don't take as long. You can do so many different kinds of preparations with them, even if it's friends over and they just want to taste your meat and taste, like that's a great way to just introduce them to barbecue. And then, if you want to make a fancy plate, you can do that too. And you can make crostinis or, you know, any sliders, anything you want with all of those things. So I think those are so easy to make a crowd happy, and you can still kind of play with the seasonings, the flavors, texture, whatever you want to do with those two. Picanha, I like to cook it whole. I like to slice it also and do the skewers because it looks cool. And so, I mean, you know, I always say fat on, please, if I'm doing open fire. So yeah, it's fun. Those are probably the two pets I like to play with.
Well, Ann, what about you? I mean, we've talked about a million things over the years since we've known each other, but I'm not sure I've ever asked you just something that Misty just referred to. Like, I like doing the tri-tips because I like to put it out there and slice it. The juices are coming out. Everybody goes, ooh, ah, blah, blah, blah. I'll take that piece or whatever. And that kind of, you know, shines up my light bulb there, so to speak. But what about you?
I'm a beef lover at heart. So any type of beef. And the more fat, the better.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I love thick ribeyes, you know, whatever. But my challenge has always been fish. And since I've been down in Florida, I have more access to it. So I really try to, and since my son-in-law has a boat and he fishes a lot, I'm very fortunate to get access to a variety of different fish. And I really like playing with that. So that's my latest craze, but I'm a meat lover at heart. And I agree with tri-tips, but I don't cook tri-tips that much. I'm more of, you know, ribeye. I did porterhouses the other day. You know, I'm a steak lover.
Yeah, no, I'm with it. Misty, if you don't know, you got to follow Leanne, because once in a while she pops up a fishing picture of her where she's, you know.
I haven't been recently.
I know, but that's a couple of years ago. I think it was actually after COVID. Maybe you went out a few times and you had some rockfish or redfish or bonefish. I don't know what you were catching down there, but she's there, big smile, holding little fish.
I love that, Leanne. I do follow her. Her and I just recently judged a barbecue competition together in Fort Worth. And amazing. Yeah, I think she does some really cool things.
It's so fun. That's a great event. The Syndicate Smokedown in Texas is just one of my favorite events. And so it's a good time for us. And we got to know each other better. So that's cool too.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Can you imagine, like, Misty, who's just, you know, started off in social media, gets to hang out with this world famous woman? Like, really cool.
M&M peanuts.
Yeah, I'm an M&M peanut. Yeah,
she loves M&M peanuts.
I'll remember that. I'll bring her
next time you judge with her, do an event with her, have a, not one of those little dinky bags. She's you got to have the pounder. Pounders are better.
I love it.
Yeah. So little inside baseball there for you, Misty. You and I live in the Pacific Northwest, which has an abundance of fish. Yes. We got all kinds of stuff. And I think one of the best products on the planet, which is Dungeness crab. I've eaten. Of course, you've never seen me in person, so if you do, you'll know I've eaten a lot in my life. But the point is, the seafood we have here in the Northwest, I think, is, you know, comparable to no one in the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that. Do you have favorites you work with?
You know, I'm the butcher's wife. Who are you talking to? This is Christy, the butcher's wife. The butcher is not importing fish. No, actually, we do sell some fish, but through a third party. But no, I do love fish. I just don't eat it that much. I have, you know, I have access to all kinds of meats, but not really fish as much. And when I do the Dungeness crab. I love just even getting fresh from the Pike Place Market. Last year, I did three different recipes with crab that were absolutely delicious. And I probably like the crab cakes the most, but just eating it fresh is fabulous. The only thing I don't like is, you know, getting it out of the crab shell.
Yeah,
that's work. Yeah. I was like, man, this is so much time doing this. I hope I can get to the food eventually.
Yeah. You know, I know it's more expensive to buy it already cracked, but I have balanced that, given it a lot of thought over my life, and thought, you know, the extra $15 you'd pay a pound or whatever it is, worth it. You're not getting crab juice all over you and a mess and all that. Yeah. And I mean, it's kind of fun for people that have never done it when they come in from other areas to do that once.
Once
we do that,
we have the best salmon. So I do salmon, and I really, if I'm going to deep fry fish, I really love halibut. Like, even if I'm not going to, I'll steam that.
I love halibut.
I think halibut and salmon; those are my favorites.
Yeah, I feel like halibut is underrated. I don't know.
I love halibut because it's almost got a beef texture to it.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, just like that. Anyway, we got to take another break, and Leanne and Misty and I will be back in just a minute here on The Nation. Please stay with us.
It's Eric G from Around the House Show. Is your barbecue just barely holding on and you need to upgrade it? We got you covered. Monument Grills was founded by three good friends in Atlanta, Georgia, that wanted high-quality, durable grills inspired by iconic monuments. The grills are created for the person who loves to cook and are built to last and to enhance your outdoor cooking experience. What I love is that they are the best quality grills for under $900. So check out the American Gas Grill Experts at monumentgrills.com. I bet you'll love to cook on one like I do. Check out the new standard in outdoor cooking at monumentgrills.com.
Now that is a tasty burger. Get your next barbecue at monumentgrills.com.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and I have eaten, if you've ever looked at me, you know that, but I have eaten seafood all over the world, and I can tell you there's no place better than here in Oregon and our Dungeness crab. If you want to learn more about Oregon Dungeness crab, just go to OregonDungeness.org and find out how to cook it, how to catch it, where to buy it, and the sustainability of what they're doing there in the Oregon Crab Commission. Check it out. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. That would be this show you're listening to, along with Ms. Whippin and Ms. Misty, the Seattle butcher's wife here. But this is the part of the show where we, Leanne gets to talk about one of her favorite subjects, not M&Ms and not me. Her favorite subject is what?
Pig powder.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
My dad's pig powder. Right. Trim Tab's pig powder. That's my dad's nickname, Trim Tab, because he was a pilot. And you know how they have the Trim Tab?
Yeah.
That's how he got that nickname in the Navy. But excellent rub. It's sweet with a little bit of heat, but the new spicy is coming out and it'll be on the website soon. Don't get discouraged if you go there and it says we're sold out. It's because we're waiting for the new shipment and new label. So it's on its way. Can be used on seafood, beef, pork, chicken. Really, it's great on shrimp, french fries, baked beans, you name it. It's very versatile and it's won the coveted award of best rub on the planet.
You saw the picture I sent you, right? From the TV last week.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful dish you made for TV.
Little chicken thigh with pig powder and on rice with some mango and peach salsa, a little basil on top. It worked out really good. So I can be a human testimonial for pig powder here. Yes, that Leanne's stuff is really, really good. You ever tried it, Misty?
Yes. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Now, see, there you go. That's all we need to hear. Now we can talk about golf or something. Anyway,
What does your family think of all this that you're doing? I mean, your husband's probably busy if he's a butcher and running a company and all that, or, you know, however that's laid out there. But you said you had kids, you're doing this, and all of a sudden mom is jetting off to New York or Fort Worth to hang out with Leanne and doing this stuff. And it's like, what the hell's going on here?
I think at first it was probably annoying. You know, I think when I first started Instagram, it was all about photos, right? So the photos, not videos. So I think laying out all these things and having lights overwhelming the kitchen area and trying to make space for everything I was doing. They're like, what is she doing? Like, what is this all about? Until all of a sudden, you know, people, even their friends, the kids' friends at school saying, oh, is your mom doing this social media thing? And it was kind of embarrassing. And now sure. It's super cool. Because
now you're cool. That's right. Yeah.
And so if you've looked at my page, I'm doing this little series of cooking at the dorm. My youngest is in college. And so I'm just driving up to Western on the border of Canada there and cooking with her roommates. And they can't wait for it. They have so much fun and they're learning and they think it's cool. So I went from like, that's weird. Weird mom to okay, she's a cool mom. You know, and my husband totally supports. He's so great because, you know, he definitely lets me take the spotlight. He's very knowledgeable and can probably do, you know, everything that I'm doing, but he is not a social media guy. So he loves it. And if I need help to go to an event, he'll help me pack up my truck, like do whatever it takes to support. If I need another helping hand to do some open fire situation, he'll keep my fires going for me. If I go next door, go start at my little pit and I'm going to go cook on it in a few minutes, he'll go step out if he can. So I get a lot of support. The people that are the funniest are my friends in high school because I didn't ever cook when I was younger. Yeah. Really, you, Misty. I just didn't really make that because you could like not even cook Pop-Tarts back then. So, like, yes, believe it or not, like I've learned a lot. So it's just so funny to see their reactions to it. It's hilarious.
Well, I bet your daughter is very happy to see you come up and do those cooks up there because it beats the hell out of dorm food.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, I remember. That was a long time ago when I went to college, but I can tell you that, yeah, something like that would have just got everybody fired up on our floor, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that was all good. What are your ultimate goals? Are you just going to let it roll and see where it ends up, or do you have a plan?
I'm pretty much, because this has been kind of a fun thing that turned into like, oh my gosh, I got to take it a little more serious. Yeah. It went from fun. I don't want to have a plan. I don't want to do that because, you know, I've had to do that so much in my career. I'm like, this needs to stay a hobby, right? But the hobby now has turned into like so many things. So I have to be really planful about how I spend my time. And it was about 3-4 weeks ago, actually, that I decided to go work for the family business full time. So I'm now working down there in a HR/operations capacity for the family business. Mm-hmm. So by doing that and being around the whole processing, you know, facility, I think my long-term goal is to create products that I can sell locally. You're here, so you understand, like New Seasons, we used to be in there. We used to do all of their fresh sausage. But PCC is the equivalent to this way. So we do all the PCC fresh sausage. We do smoked lines. We do lots of private label things. We do all of the meats for Taco Times Northwest. If you ever have,
I love Taco Time.
We have a whole team that like wraps up their crispy burritos. We are behind that whole, like you can buy those frozen burritos now in the drive-thrus and at Metropolitan Market. Like, so we are able to get product to shelves right locally. And so for me, I'm just working on it with my husband and like what makes sense for Seattle Butcher's Wife product. That would be the end goal, is to share something that, you know, I have created with a local community. I feel like I have more connections in Texas and, you know, D or Kansas, and people know who I am more there than I'm doing in Seattle. So other partnerships like working with wineries, doing events locally so that I can engage more with the Seattle and Pacific Northwest community, because we're just not, you know, huge on barbecue. There's no world championship of barbecue in Seattle.
Right. Portland either. Yeah.
Nothing like that. So those are my end goals. I don't die to get on a TV show. You know, I've had some opportunities to do cookbooks and I've considered it. I've started doing some recipes, but I'm not ready to launch it until I really know what story I want to tell with it. So yeah, slow but sure at my own pace.
Oh, I can tell you this. I've died a few times on television. So didn't worry. You said Taco Time. That's if you don't live in the Northwest,
And really, if you don't live on along the I-5 ditch, as we call it, you wouldn't know what Taco Time was. But it is one of the best fast food Mexican deal. Yes. Yes. I mean, Taco Bell is just beans, lumps, and occasionally something that used to go moo or cluck. But Taco Time, when you get like a beef burrito from them, it's the meat is seasoned wonderfully. The sauce is, I should talk to them about being a sponsor, I think.
Right.
Anyway, it's just really, really good. And when they make their tacos, they're all fresh. Nothing's pre-done.
Yeah.
The lettuce is crisp. The ground beef is crisp, or the, you know, chicken, whatever you want.
They're diligent. They source locally too. Like they don't around. They are very strict on their guidelines. We've been working on creating their, because we do all of their beef and bean stuff, and we're working on their chicken crisp burrito. And they're just very particular about how they do things, and they care about sourcing. They care a lot about using all natural and local ingredients. Like it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have in the town I live in. They don't have one. So I have to drive 20 miles south or 30 miles north or about 18 miles west to find one. But I do. So there's a plug for Taco Time there. Well, but,
yeah. Free plug.
Yeah. Free plug, but it's all good. You know, when you do that, you talked about metropolitan markets. We have some phenomenal here in the Northwest. Market of Choice, Metro Markets, like you said, New Seasons, that type of thing. We have those there. And I really think that gives us kind of an eclectic advantage, if there is such a thing, because you can go in those markets. They're not like your Safeway and Wally World and that. And there's nothing wrong with them. But you can really get some great stuff in there. Yeah. And good to hear that you're working with outfits like that, because that's really good. What do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
Ooh, can I just say retirement, like on the beach in Florida? No, just
kidding. Well, Leanne thought that too, but then she met me and hell, here she is. So.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Well, let's see. So that's probably right after my youngest graduates from college. So I don't know. I probably still see myself hustling and working and for the meat company, doing continuous events, maybe hopefully by then having some product lines into these specialty stores locally and being able to promote them. I would really like to be better at doing long form video. And so having YouTube resources, maybe even creating, you know, I've been talking about this for too long, but doing like the monthly cuts of meat, you know, where I could ship out, you know, here's a tri-tip and here's three ways to cook it. Here's a video to go with it, you know, that kind of thing. It just makes sense to do all that. It's just funny because I'm in my mind, I'm kind of like, okay, I definitely want to do that. I love helping people, but I also have like hustled a lot over the years with my own career. So now I kind of enjoy having a little bit of a balance and, you know, picking out what I want to invest my time into. So I think having those meat kits is a great idea. Being present still, family is really important to me. So as much as I like travel, I also like to stay home and hone in there. So partnering up, I have a partnership with the local Ace Hardware friend. So we talked about doing some local classes, especially for like women and encouraging them to get to the grill. Like that's my passion.
Cool.
Awesome.
Cool. Do you ever think we're overwhelmed with the social media, just media in general?
I definitely do. So I think that's why, you know, a lot of people have followers. This is always what I preach. It's like you have followers and you have fans. Yeah. The followers might have seen that one time that you sliced the brisket and it looked so good and they liked that and they thought, oh, I like brisket, so I'll follow you. And you may never see them again. You may never, they may never comment. They may never see your page because they probably follow a lot of folks. Okay. And then the fans are the ones that are kind of really following you and your story. And I think that's
they engage more.
Yeah.
Or they engage, period.
Yeah. And those are the people that if you put out a product, they'll probably buy it. You know, those are the people that if you do a local event, they'll probably try to show up. You know, that actually care and seem invested. And, you know, those are the people that I really want to capture.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Leanne and the Garlic Gulch princess herself, Misty. Right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody, it's JT. You know, I talk about Painted Hills all the time, and we always say beef the way nature intended, but it's more than that, because each bite of Painted Hills will make your taste buds explode, put a big, bright smile on your face, and whoever's at your dinner table will have a big, bright smile on their face, and you can thank me for that later. Just go to PaintedHillsBeef.com and find out more. You won't regret it. Hey, everybody, JT here. I want to tell you about Hammerstahl knives. Hammerstahl combines German steel with beautiful and functioning designs. They're part of the Heritage Steel Group, which also does their pots and pans. So go to heritagesteel.us. Check out the Hammerstahl knives. If you're really into cooking, I think you're really going to like them.
Welcome back to the Nation. We're very fortunate to have Misty Bancaro with us today, Seattle's butcher wife. And of course, Leanne is here. Misty's going to stick around for a few minutes for after hours this week. I have not told her anything about what we do on after hours. It should be a surprise. That's yeah. Right. And I've come up with a few more new questions, Leanne, just so you know that.
Okay.
I want to get this out of the way now, and we'll do it at the end too. Where can people find you?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, they can find me on Seattle Butcher's Wife on most of my social media handles for Instagram. And I'm mostly on Instagram, but I do have a TikTok that's Seattle Butcher's Wife, MB, my initials.
Okay. Yeah. No Facebook or anything, really?
You know, I don't want to even talk about Facebook. They took my page down for no reason. And I'm so mad at them. I haven't tried to put it back up or tried to make a new one. Yeah, that, you know, sometimes you can't, that's what you learn. You can't control a lot of social media pieces.
Well, you know, I got hit last week. This is kind of weird. I got hit because I get messages. We all get messages.
Yeah.
And it said this message was from Bob, whoever. Bob. And then all of a sudden it said, your Facebook page is not meeting our protocols, blah, blah. Well, it was a hack, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, Jeff, you big dummy, you know, you should have known better. First of all, I don't know who this guy is. He's not a connection, a fan, follower, whatever like that. But I opened it. And it said, you're in danger. And then everything went to hell. So I had to fix all that anyway.
I haven't had any of those hacks, but I did with mine. It just said, you know, your thing is going against a profile. I was researching everywhere and I had a friend who's worked there for 15 years to try to help me undo it. And it looked like someone hacked into my business account and tried to purchase ads with like a, and it was like a foreign language, tried to purchase ads with a foreign credit card on my account.
Boy.
And I was like, what? No one can seem to help me. So I'm so frustrated. I'm like, should I start again or not? I don't know. So I'm kind of irritated about that, but I probably need to get back in the game because some people really just love Facebook. So I really should live there. It just irritates me that I can't get any help.
Yeah. I was always a Twitter guy when it started and I've had good luck with Twitter, but like I said, I'm not posting that much on it anymore, but anyway, okay. So let's give you a scenario here. You've got, and I'm not stereotyping, but let's say you've got a 45-year-old woman who likes to cook. Kids are kind of out of the house or headed out the house now. And maybe she sees your stuff and she goes, you know, I could do that. And she sees you hanging out with Leanne, you know, television superstar there. And she go, yeah, I could do that. What advice are you going to give her?
Well, I think if the first advice I'd give her is making sure that she is really confident in her cooking abilities, 100%. Like some people might look at me and say, oh, that looks like pretty easy to do. I can just follow a recipe. But you really have to invest the time and energy to learn exactly the techniques and what you're doing before you really share a lot with confidence, right? So, you know, hone in on the cooking skills. The second part is, you know, I can give lots of advice and I spend a lot of time doing that still today. People ask me, you know, can you give me some feedback on my reels? And I'll definitely tell them. Usually I'm going to start off with the end product. So no one wants to see raw meat to start any video. So you're going to start off with the end product that looks fantastic and makes you hungry. And then if you want to show the process, then you go through it relatively quickly, very specific, good lighting, clear photography. And then, you know, wrap it up with some kind of call to action. So there's a lot of little basics, tips that I would give them. If it's a 45-year-old woman, I'd also say plan effectively, because you got to balance and juggle a lot of things, a lot of, you know, a lot of things in your life. So plan, because sometimes you start something and you think this brisket's going to take 12 hours, no problem. And it takes like 14. And then you've got two other things in between that you have to go stop and go do, you know, so planning is important.
What about beer?
What? Get the beer ready to be.
Yeah.
I think we sip on bourbon around here mostly, but you know, and wines, you know, but not as much the beer. I don't know why.
Well, beer and barbecue kind of are
totally,
you know, centric there.
Yeah, the summertime, I want a cold, icy beer with one of those andouille sausages we make.
I'm gonna have to come for a visit.
Yeah, I got you. Come on.
Get a sampling going up there or something. Yeah. You know, it's all good. You know, as we're cooking, we're doing this stuff. And of course, I think most people, when they think of barbecue, and maybe they're listening to the show for the first time, they think of like beef and pork, you know, but there's so many other things, you know. It's like, what do you think when you say barbecue? Ribs, you know?
Yeah.
Pull, brisket, steaks, because the steak holidays are coming up, if you will, that type of thing. But there's so many other things that we can do that are proteins, you know, chicken and lamb and different things like that. Do you, when you're looking for stuff to do on your social media and creative, are you looking, and again, you've got an unfair advantage because of familial ties, but do you look at, maybe I can do a crown roast, or maybe I can do chops with something, lamb I'm speaking of, or like that. How do you evaluate what you're going to do and the value to saying, if I do lamb chops this week, am I going to get as many views as I do when I do a T-bone, for example?
Yeah, good question. I think that people do look to Seattle Butcher's Wife for meats. And that's just like, you know, that's what I am. So there is a little, excuse me, a little bit of an expectation there. And honestly, over the last year or so, I have not specifically selected a recipe hoping for views. I just haven't.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, well, I have a list and it's really long of recipe ideas that I have done and I liked and I want to do again and show it, or some ideas that I like this, but I think I want to put my own twist on it. You know, so I have like a whole list of inspiration of things I want to do. None of them are based on how many views I'd get. They're sure. Just like really cool ideas or, you know, fast. And now that I'm working at the shop, it's a little bit harder for me to balance getting a lot of those I want to's, you know, mixed in with, okay, I got some advertisements coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. It's barbecue season. You know?
Yeah. So
unfortunately, I want to put more of my own, you know, just regular stuff out there, but balancing it all is a little challenging, but I'll get it together.
Oh, I understand. And it's, I know Leanne feels this way. You know, you're like, tap dancing on landmines and juggling grenades at the same time.
And you have to prioritize. And, you know, I think, Misty, you're very organized. And I think that helps in your success. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's all good. One more time, where they can find you before we have to wrap this part of the show up and go to after hours.
Sounds good. Anyone listening can find me at Seattle Butcher's Wife on Instagram primarily, and then Seattle Butcher's Wife MB on TikTok.
And she's a star, folks. She's a star. Yeah. I'm glad we finally got to meet, and we'll do this again at some point. We'll do that. And this show is going to air a week from now because we've done a tribute to Paul Kirk, which will air this week, like that. So when we get to that point, I'll send you the links and all that. Okay.
Sounds great. I love that. Paul Kirk was actually an inspiration to my husband. He was in the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. You probably know that.
Yeah.
And I was looking at an old cookbook where he wrote a little note for, you know, make your wife happy with barbecue inside the book that he wrote.
There you go.
Never knew this would be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we got to get out of here. Misty, thank you. Leanne, as always, thank you, my dear.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week with another edition of The Nation out there in the world and the ether. And we'll be there. You can guarantee it. Thanks for listening. Remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.